Yeah, it's a one world
Love
order.
Talk Radio.
All right.
Hi. I think we're on it. All right, this is Tim. We're having the show The Visitor Returns. I'm on a street corner waiting for a bus because I crashed my Lamborghini, and it's a way to get around. Anyway, while I'm waiting at the corner, the fellow that calls himself The Visitor showed up, and...
Yeah, hi, Tim. Hi, Tim. It's good to be back in the world, the planet again, my second time here.
Well, that's nice to have a visitor. And how is it where you come from?
Well, I come from a long, 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 long way away. And I came to warn the Earth a second time again that they're in trouble. They're basically destroying themselves, and they've got to do something about it to wake up. So I'm here as an emissary. And Tim, I've got a special announcement from the council from where the planet I'm from. I'd like to read that if you have time.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This is from the Supreme High Council. And this is for the Earth people, all you people out there.
This is supposed to be on.
Do you really want to stay unaware? Are we on, Tim?
I don't know. I really don't. It says this is working, but so it's, but I don't know if they're hearing this.
Well, all you Earth people, if you can't hear this, do you really want to stay aware as to why you came here and continue to struggle and suffer on this purposeful poison planet? Look around you at everything. It's all poison and getting worse. And this is from the Supreme Council. They wanted me to pass this message on to the Earth people.
Yeah. Well, thank you, visitor, for the information. It sounds, I'm pretty sure we're not, because I have to talk to the phone.
Okay.
Too. And it's in Spanish, and I didn't. Is anybody able to hear us?
I'm sure they're listening on the ether plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we have another special person. It looks like it'd be interesting to hear what he has to say about you, visitor. It's Dwayne the Great Writer.
Yes, Tim, and Dwayne the Great Writer here against his will. And so the deal is that if I do the show with the visitor again, because most people don't listen, that you're going to release my two elephants that you're holding hostage. Is that it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Well, again, that's this is being recorded, so I just I wanted to make sure. Yeah. Yeah, those elephants, you know, every week they mow my lawn, so I need them there. I don't like mowing lawn. So, yeah, so we had years ago, the visitor arrived, and he was kind of all over the place. And I even wrote Facebook groups about the visitor. And we had a lot of private conversations. One of them was, as we go back when, we go back years now, one of them was about the Queen of Orion and how Rebusar and the Real Guides and myself, we decided to put her in the Phantom Zone along with a millions of her other minions, etc. So this started all this off to where it is today, and the reptilians that the world controllers, the monarchy, etc., that rule this world, they're very, very upset. And so as we come into present day here, which is 9/9/2020, the world is on fire, and it's been on fire for quite a while, and this is all purposely done. So again, we're trying to warn the world, and in the last, was it 3, 4, 5, 6 months, we've had this this mask thing. This is part of it, getting people to obey, dumb them down, etc., getting them to rebel, riot, and actually contribute to this while the governments of the world are burning up the forests and burning up the world. There's a real wake-up here going on, and as I write about it, I've created almost 3,000 Facebook groups, so people should take the time, and especially sing the new you and look to the real side, and life will show you what's going on beyond this surface world. So there's my part of it there, Tim. If you have questions or the visitor here, we can discuss this further. You do have some information that you want to share also.
I do have a confession to make, Dwayne and Tim. Yes, the council put me on this assignment and told me if I do the assignment, I could watch and get to see some of the great movies here on the planet, like Mars Attacks, The Day the Earth Stood Still, July 4th, and so on. So I hope, Tim, maybe I can come home with you tonight and we can watch some movies, and then my assignment will be complete. But yes, thank you, Dwayne. We've been watching from afar above how the world and the earth people are doing, and it's not good right now. All the funny business going on. And I've been to Mars and Pluto and Venus, and these places were once beautiful and lush like Earth, and now the reptilians have gone through those planets and they've destroyed them just like they're doing here. So I'm here to warn everybody again of another round, because it's just going to get worse. You have anything, questions or comments?
Well, don't forget Ace Ventura and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, visitor. I mean, those are good ones too. I could give you a list, but and also Knowing with Nicolas Cage. People want to see that because it's giving a hint to a lot of things. So we're not going to be telling anything here. We're going to give people the basic idea, but Dwayne Ava and the real guys, Rebazar and the real guys, are giving up for a real education for this entire planet. When people are ready and willing and agreeable, stop agreeing just with their surface world here and wake up a little bit and start to pay attention and listen. And it starts off with the real singing the new you and your dream vision.
Well, I'm a witness to that. Back at our planet, Dwayne has visited and started a university, and it's going well. People are benefiting from the university and the education and guidance that Dwayne and the real guys have brought. It works. I'm a witness.
Sounds like it makes sense to me.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. This is the planet here. Needs to wake up to some common sense. Look to see what's going on right in front of them. It's pretty amazing when you look at it from above, objectively.
There are many witnesses that have taken pictures of the weapons, the laser weapons that the government has used to create these fires for years and years. The governments have been dropping chemtrail poison all over, and out of the place that it's just moisture in the air following the planes, but it's actually poison that are through all the the forests, etc. Many of the trees and forests are dying just without the fires, but when they use the lasers and they shoot down onto the ground where the forests are, well, it hits this chemtrail dust and ignites it, just like a phosphorus bomb. It just all explodes. And so this is what is happening right now. This world is on purposely on fire. And so again, wake up everybody, and especially those people that are green, that work for government agencies and see this going on. You keep a green with the demise of this planet, your family, your friends, etc. This will equal more conscious lifetimes of worse and worse situations. Yes, it's very real, because everything here is cause and effect. Nobody gets away with anything. So each one of us came here to wake up this lifetime, to get beyond the effects of creation. But right now, most people are agreeing to the demise of this planet, this galaxy, and all of creation. So suggest to read the books that I've written, take the time to discover and read and research the groups that I've put out there on Facebook and other places. It's all over the world. Just put in Dwayne the Great Writer in Google, and you're going to come across something. Do the new you. Watch the real side. You will be shown when you're sincere.
Real, what Dwayne says. Again, we're watching the humans and their science and technology. Very, very elementary. They're just kid stuff. They think they're hot stuff. It's really very simple what they're doing, but yet the people don't see it. Now, I travel through portals. I don't even use a spaceship. I travel here and there. Portals, doorways. And this can be for anybody, once they are aware, more aware. And it's about more awareness, not about science and technology, which here you can see how it's taken the planet down. So, as Dwayne and the real guys say, awareness supersedes everything. So, Tim, I think you're in luck here, meeting us here at the bus stop today. There's a lot here.
Yeah.
You can take in.
I'm thankful for their guidance. I'll try to pay attention to what's being presented with the new books. They're available at lulu.com. And everybody can sing the new you, and find out for yourself what life shows you. Well, I'm thankful that the visitor and Dwayne the Great Writer has spent some of their time giving us this gift of guidance and education.
And sorry about your car there, Tim. It's a good lesson for you, though. Next time you'll get car insurance, and maybe it'll cover some of it. So, but taking the bus isn't bad. You know, you're going to meet a lot of interesting people. Just make sure that, you know, you wear a good thick jacket with zippers, because you don't want, there's a lot of pickpockets on the bus there. Yeah, you don't want to lose your ID, okay?
Yeah.
So
Tim, can I go home with you tonight?
Yeah,
and watch
sure.
Some movies?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
You can pick up a beer at 7-Eleven.
Maybe for you. I don't drink that stuff.
I hear it's fizzy.
Yeah.
Never had any.
Hmm. Well, I don't think you're missing out on anything that's good for you.
So back on the planet, visitor. Been to these places too and seen you there, and many people have. Again, most people don't pay attention, and then you went to a lot of different events here on the Earth while you were here the last time, and you scared the bejeebers out of a lot of people, didn't you? Some people even wanted to grab you and choke you, and
they knocked me down. They threw names at me. They wanted to put me in some kind of incarceration, jail, you call it here.
Yeah.
For walking around and just being myself. And just, now, the other thing here that happened with that was that I was wearing a signage.
Can you turn your spaceship off? Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Actually,
it was kind of running there on idle, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's actually the squeaky door to that portal.
Okay. All right.
That portal I just came in on. But yeah, it's Artie Tapline. That was my signage that I was wearing to help people to see that where they're being trapped and hoodwinked. Taplines, these unconscious agreements that people have to their captors and to their own attitudes. So this is something that needs to be looked at, and this is why we're so appreciative of Wayne and the real guides on our planet. That they're there, and the main thing, we work off the gratitude. We're thankful. We're not at all with attitudes there, but we are grateful that they're there and helping. Wake up. And this could happen here. It's just a matter of choice. It's your decision.
Another good movie, visitor, you want to see, and you could relate to this, is The Day the Earth Stood Still with Michael Rennie. And here's an individual like yourself comes to Earth. This is a black and white movie in the 50s, comes to Earth to warn people. And he is met with the opposition. First thing that comes out is the call military to confront him, you know, until they get agreement. Well, he didn't quite agree. He was cool in that movie. And they chased him down, tried to kill him, but he healed himself and finally left. At the end of the movie, everyone should see that too. And again, gave the warning. And as he was talking there, standing on the top of the ship and with all these people watching, nobody said anything. They looked at him. It's not like, hey, can we go to your planet? Can we meet your robots and, you know, et cetera? And, no, he just kind of, you know, finished his little speech, kind of walked away, turned around, looked back, and everybody's just standing there staring. It's like, okay, everybody's just going to just keep their old routines going. They're not interested in learning more, so he takes off. That's it. And that movie was in the 50s, and that was like 60, 70 years ago. And people have really fallen asleep since then with all the phenomena that's taken place in the world. It's more important to them than, having their attitudes, et cetera, more important to them than real survival. And so this is what we're, trying to present to the world. All we can do is present it. Each person has to wake up. There's no such thing as saviors and gods, et cetera. This ain't going to do it. Those are cute ideas, but they're just ideas. It doesn't work. Life is bigger. And these things are just something that's been invented in creation. But again, as people want to hold on to their emotional attachments to ideas, well, then they just drag themselves through more lifetimes of misery and struggling. Yes, the whole of life is all about awareness, becoming more aware, freeing yourself from everything. And there is a real life more so than anything here. But you have to learn to recognize it. You have to learn to do it.
Yes, Dwayne, the High Council briefed me on this movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Now, we did have an option of coming here in a spaceship, but after that movie and seeing what the reaction was from the people, we decided to use a low-key approach through the portals into small town, beach town, Huntington Beach, where I did a lot of work here, meeting people, fairs, and different activities and festivals. So we decided on a low-key approach this time and see if that worked, because it could be dangerous. We know how dangerous this planet is for aliens and for humans. We don't even realize it, but for aliens, especially like me, very, very dangerous.
Well, you don't wear a mask, visitor, so again, you're suspect. You do have a helmet that's really scary, but you don't have the mask. So to a lot of people, that's even scarier. So you're suspect. So as you walk around, and they, you know, all the masked people, you know, they feel fine together. You know, they look at each other, they giggle, they laugh, they snort, whatever. I don't know. I think it's kind of hard to spit through that thing, but anyhow, I don't know if that's legal. I guess you can eat once in a while, but yeah, you're suspect. So yeah, you've got to kind of sneak around. You kind of find some big bushes to hide in, or what do you do?
Well, Wayne, you see, I have no form, so I wear this helmet and the robe to appear at least somewhat average here. They may think I'm a part of a gang, motorcycle gang, but we're basically formless on our planet. So if I just wore a mask, that would be really scary for people to see a mask walking around. So this is one of the reasons we went through the wardrobe and different alien costumes and choices, and we chose the green outfit with the black zap helmet.
But yes, very inconspicuous.
Well, best we could do, wardrobe guy. Yeah, that's all he had to work with, you know. Say we're far, far away from any kind of Target or Kmart or Walmart. So.
Well, speaking of forms, visitor, yeah, when you come to Earth, you got to fill out forms, okay? So if you don't have any forms, okay? They're going to hunt you down, just like in the day the Earth stood still. Thing is that people think that, oh, they're hunting him because he's an alien. No, he didn't fill out the forms, okay? He went to the doctor. He was in the office there, and they were looking at him. Of course, they were waiting for him to get a little well, but then all of a sudden he disappears. The doctor comes out. They're smoking cigarettes because they're paid off by Camel and Lucky Strike or whatever in those days, Marlboro, like Mad Men. And the guy goes, hey, he left before he filled out the forms, okay? So, again, let's go after him. Get the FBI, get whoever, the CIA. Let's get the mafia. Let's get this guy. He didn't fill out forms. So you're one of those guys, too. You don't like to fill out forms. Is that it?
No forms on this planet. No, no. We do everything telepathically and in proper order with just honorability and the straightforwardness. So this is one of the perks here of being on the planet, the form filling nonsense. But, you know, we do what we can here.
All the things you mentioned aren't legal. See, the thing is, only forms are legal. It doesn't matter how honest you are or right or truthful or helpful. Those things are not legal here. You need forms. Only forms are legal. So, yeah, I understand. And so, again, I've filled out many forms myself, and they're somewhere in some file that I don't know if anybody can find them. What does it matter? But this is the world of forms here. So, yeah, so we just, I've just played the game myself, and you're here. And so you've got to, you know, kind of be inconspicuous. Otherwise, you're going to have to fill out forms. All
yes,
right.
Yes, Wayne. Well, the last form I had, it was a feline cat-like creature on another planet. That's the last form I took. And now I could say we're formless. We are. We're just awareness. So this is quite unusual for us. If any other people come, it's going to be tough. So I'm here as a scout, basically, and I'm doing what I can to, again, to help the planet people here, and I'm going to bring back information to my council and see if we can do something to do it even better here. So this is why we like to meet people like Tim here. Tim, thanks for having this discussion and being real with us, because most people would probably kick me.
Yeah, I think you're right about most people would probably not accept you as normal. or like them.
Well, Tim, you're from a particular state, and things are happening there right now. We were talking earlier about what's going on in the news. You want to tell the viewing audience, those people that can at least see and hear, what you discovered, what you found out on the media news?
Yeah, it sounds like I forget what they call it, but it's unusual winds that have never occurred before. And there's fires that were started, and they say that they weren't natural. And that the smoke's being real thick in the Rogue Valley, and the university is Southern Oregon University area, and a lot of houses are getting burned up, and people are being evacuated and told that they have to leave, and it's been going on quite a bit all over the place. California was burning before this happened in Southern Oregon for quite a while, down around the Salmon River country and the Trinity Alps. And I've got to fly over some of the West Coast area, and it was a lot of smoke. And I could see some of the fires all the way from Washington down in Oregon and California. And now there's more, and don't know how bad it's going to be. Just have to see with these unusual winds blowing these fires with record heat. It seems like everything's purposely done. If they are controlling the weather and using laser weapons to start the fires, and I guess they think that they have some reasons to be making a lot of humans suffer.
Well, Tim, it's very simple, and that is that because the real guides are here, attempting to wake people up and giving the opportunity again this lifetime to become more aware from time to time. Things are set up in Paul's day in 1965, etc. Did his part, created his presentation, which has been taken over by the reptilians, Joni Crony and Harry, and all their gang. We see them on the real side. They're especially Joni and her brood there, that is part of the headquarters and corporation. They're all witches. They ride brooms at night, and they go and tap line people. And this was a conspiracy that took over. As soon as Paul left, they got rid of Paul too. And so the plan was, the next step for me to come along here, what the new wave is, and this is it. This is the bigger presentation, because, they don't want people to become more aware. They're fine with even annihilating, getting rid of the population, because they know that they will reincarnate unconsciously and be controlled again, and even more robotized. And this is the technology, so that people are more under control, etc. These individuals that have done this, the One World Order idea, etc., the monarchy of the world, the cabal, they've planned this a long time, and this is all they know. And so over lifetimes, their bodies have become more deformed into the reptilian species, snakes, reptilians, reptiles, dinosaurs, etc., just creatures, basically one-dimensional, physical, astral creatures. They can shapeshift, but that's as far as they go. And this is why they abduct people and experiment with their DNA, because they want to, in some way, try to get back to having a better lifestyle, body types, etc., but they don't realize it's about your awareness that operates the five bodies. It's not about some scientific application that's going to make it so, because again, their intent, their attitude, their destructive intent is the same. So they have to look at this and they have to learn to, comply with something that makes sense for the benefit and not the destruction and control of others. And so life is bigger. Life is not going to decide for us. No one else is. We need to wake up. Each person needs to wake up on their own and take on the challenge of becoming more aware and seeing this. So what I produced here, what Paul first produced, and now it is New Wave is, Dwayne, as Dwayne the Great Writer, what I've produced here is very real and beneficial references to the true reality of man and all these old ideas that were cute at their times. And with the days of masters and gurus are gone, because we don't need the babysitters anymore. For those people that want to wake up and face it, get real, learn to free yourself. You can do it this lifetime. You can do it now. It's going to take a few minutes. It may take 50, 100 years, but you start somewhere, because the la-la land here, which there is none, is vanishing very fast.
Yes, Dwayne. We point the people, I point the people I talk to Dwayne, to you, and the real guide, because that's the wake-up. You are the reference now. And when people say, well, I am awake, and I say, well, this is more so than you might think. This is like a multi-dimensional here. Like, you are awake to a certain point. So there's so much more that you don't. And this is where I'm surprised when I come here to this planet, Tim, that people aren't curious or even have a sense of adventure to see something more. They seem so comfortable in their lifestyle. And it's really pretty boring from what I see. Let's have some fun here, too. I would point people to the real guides in Dwayne. That's what I do.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful thing to do, to have an opportunity to have it better than it is instead of worse for all the humans. And but there's an awful lot of hard lessons, it seems like.
Is that your bus, Tim?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's about that time. Maybe next time we'll have some callers. We'll be a little more prepared. We kind of winged it this time. At least we're letting people know. So we'll see what comes up and see if we have any callers next time. And maybe they'll have some interesting questions, etc. Yeah.
It sounds like that was a lot of information and about what's really going on. Well, I guess we'll end the call, and we'll try to make it so you can call in next Sunday at 9 p.m.
For now, watch Blog Talk Radio.
Did you say, Tim, that we were going to have this? Were you going to do this every Wednesday at 9 p.m.?
Wednesday at 9 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not Sunday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday at
9
p.m.
Don't you have to go to Sunday school on Sunday?
No.
Oh, you don't have to go anymore. Okay. Wednesday, 9 p.m. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine with me. As long as I get my two elephants back, I'm willing to come on the show. I find it very interesting. And anybody that steps up and has the courage to be a risk taker, like the visitor and you, that's great. Because most people, they're not interested. They just want to watch TV and eat potato chips. And I like potato chips, but not all the time. Yeah, so it's time to get with the you might say, what's happening, and it's not good, and wake up and stop pretending that it's going to be okay, because it just keeps getting worse.
Geez, Tim, it says masks required on the bus. Do you have an extra mask? You need to get me.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I guess we'll find a mask for you so they don't throw you into jail here.
Here it comes. All right. Bye, Dwayne.
We'll see ya.
I'm delayed, Dwayne.
I'm gonna hitchhike back to the hotel.
Well, you can come up and watch the movie with us.
Oh, okay, I'll do that. Okay.
You have your mask, Dwayne?
Well, Tim's got a mask on his head and over my face. Okay, that'll work. Actually, one time in the store, I just pulled my T-shirt up and had to smell my underarm deodorant, but. Fortunately, I put some on, so it was okay. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Okay. We could grab some plastic bags here in the trash can right next to the bench.
All right.
Those will work.
All right.
Yeah.
They'll let us on.
Yeah, plastic bags over your head now are legal where they were dangerous before. Now they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So times have changed. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So we'll see you guys next time, huh?
Yeah, sounds great.
Right. Yeah, right. And then look on Facebook, too, for us, everybody. We're all over Dwayne the Great Writer. And then there's the visitor. Tim's on there, too. Tim is sharing. Tim's constantly sharing. And Tim does, you do some readings, too, don't you, Tim?
Yeah.
Readings of the books. Yeah, cool.
Every night at 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time on Facebook Live.
Okay. All right.
Okay, you guys. Next Wednesday night here at Bus Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Bus Stop. All right. Good idea. All right. Hip, hip.
Wonderful.
Thank you. We'll see you then.
See ya. Maybe we were on.
It was ticking.
Yeah.
It was ticking.
But
if it shows that there's a clock ticking or something, like when you're on Skype,
it
shows a minute, then it's on.
Recording.
Yeah,
oh,
I hit
recording.
This, and it came to what it was supposed to be. But it,
okay,
so I
now you can
working.
Take that recording, and there's a link to that recording, and you guys can share it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.